The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It was just one of those things. Just one of those fabulous things.
David, you're killing me.
One of those bells not that now and then ring.
That was me, I guess, in the ad. Got that off of YouTube on a Cascade channel. I mean, something. Yeah. Forgot about that.
God, you sing good.
That was one
straight
of those. It was really fun. That night was just a great night. So anyway, welcome to our live show here on North State Now. This is KCNR. Linda Bott, how are you? And I'm here with the one and only Nancy Hill.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my baby girl.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it when you're on because tonight we're going to just explore. I want to talk about, I want to share with our listeners, the experience that we had with Carvin. Carvin Jones.
Yes, that is amazing.
Yeah, and then before that, seeing Danger Kitty and in the Axiom Experience, we're going to talk about more of that because I want to talk about the Star Pass and I want to talk about your website and upcoming events, as well as we're going to talk about the Reading Cultural District, what's happening with the Arts Council.
Yep.
And tomorrow is First Friday.
First Friday.
Yeah, and then first, let's start off with a couple sponsors that we have here for tonight's performance. And we kick off first by David, who is our producer tonight. Hello, David.
Good evening.
Hi, Dave.
And hey. David is the proud owner, along with his wife, Cascade Curations. Tell us a little bit. Do a little plug.
Well, we've got an art, music, and clothing store. We do new and used upcycled clothing. We've got local art all around the walls. We've got about 25 different artists right now. We've also got music instruments. We've also got records.
Oh, my gosh.
And Daniel.
Daniel Hill.
A record player from us and records.
Yeah.
And
nothing better than the
so
vinyl.
It's just good to see you. And
yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And David's always got – David's like a complete pro. I think because he's a musician and does sound and helps with websites and builds websites and he's a visual person. And then obviously so his store is fabulous. But he brings a great attitude to the space.
He's awesome.
Yeah, and this is what's really important. This is what I love about you, Nancy, and walking into the Axiom Theater. First of all, I've seen the growth. It's like the fresh paint smell is gone.
Yep.
But what we have now is action in a positive direction, really good juju and energy. The people there want to be there. I don't see any long faces or toed. I can't handle that.
Mm-mm.
You know, and so they are loving to be there and help with the growth of a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Theater in the North State, and we love that. So I want to shout out to another company here, and I'm going to be using their, first of all, we love to go to Holiday Harbor. If we do a houseboat, we choose Holiday Harbor. It's been a veteran-owned business in the past, but again, some of the staff and the crew there have been for 30, 35 kids that have started at 18, and they've just made it a career. And Kevin Kelly, who is the man in charge, has been nothing but kind and wonderful and generous. So when I did Chicks and Chaps and I went to him and said, which is, you know, a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness, all the money stays local. And I said, I've never asked him, can we do a houseboat donation? And he absolutely did that. And then I went to another event and there, you know, so you have to, first of all, when you donate a houseboat, they're paying for gas, they're paying for the wear and tear on their engines, and all the people, we know what minimum wage is now, I don't know what, if they pay above that, and I wouldn't doubt it, people are very loyal, and they're treated well, so it's a well-oiled machine. So, I'm gonna be going with a couple girlfriends, it's her birthday, for 3 nights in September, and what I love, and this is why I wanna plug it too, is not only from their generosity here in the community, is that the water right now in the lake is 78 degrees.
Ah, that's so good.
Okay, he sent me pictures today. It is, like, gorgeous. and so, the fishing is really good. If you're a fisherman, September and October is great. And, oh, by the way, the stars are fabulous at night. So I would suggest going to LakeShasta.com for great rates. Right now you're getting off-season rates.
I'm gonna look right now.
Yeah, off-season rates. So let's say you wanted to go for three nights and you maybe had another couple. Those houseboats are big enough. You've got your own bathroom, your own shower. You know, you've got your own space. You know, you don't have to be on top of each other. So you go with another couple. Or you can actually go, like, say you do three nights by yourself, and then you have another couple in come for one night or two nights, and you do one night by yourself. It's so easy to get around with those houseboats. They really are.
What was that website?
Go to LakeShasta.com.
LakeShasta.com.
Yeah, Lake, and I think the L is capitalized. LakeShasta.com for great deals, or give them a call at 530-238-2383.
There it is.
There you go. October, September. So if you're thinking about, now's the time to get the best deals. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love the fish, by the way.
Oh.
Snap their little heads. Again. Sorry.
Better have a license.
I know.
Never know
I do.
In my purse, okay, I
never
have
know
one.
When you're going to get busted. I do.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. So I'm going to do that twice tonight, just because I want people to really take advantage now of, like, clean boats in a beautiful lake where you've got, like, what is it, 300 miles of lake shore?
Oh, my gosh, it's huge and beautiful.
I know it's three-something, yeah. You know.
And it's full right now, right? We're full?
It looks like it from the picture I saw.
Yeah, I mean, normal
you
full.
You don't see a lot of embankment.
Mm-mm.
Okay, flashing back, 6 and 11 at night. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock on the North State Now show. I'm here with Nancy Hill, one of my heroes, and you know them. Aww. Let me tell you, heroines, or what are
you're my heroine too.
When I think of the energy that you carry in all of the caps that you carry, you do it and with such a loving and positive. And I think, you know, sometimes people are born to be like, you were a teacher for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson
High.
Yep.
West Valley, Woot,
yep.
South County.
How many, 26 years or so?
35.
Oh, God, please. I just lost a decade.
35 years.
Man.
Yeah.
And then you start this theater, Axiom
yep.
Theater,
yep.
where you actually take a building, hollow it out, and start this whole thing.
Yep.
You and Ken.
Yeah.
And a board of directors and people that came together, fundraisers. And you have the most beautiful. David, have you been into Axiom?
Yes. I saw Elephant Man.
Okay.
I know Daniel outside of that, but I forgot it was him. That's how good of an actor he is.
Yeah.
I forgot that it was him.
He's in Noises Off. You gotta come see it, Dave. It's funny.
That is
funniest hat.
Okay, now here's my question.
So funny.
Did you have Noises Off? I think that's the first show I ever saw at Axiom. Is that the show where things start coming apart?
No, Noises Off is the grandfather to the show you're thinking,
okay.
And that was the play that goes wrong. So
Got
Noises
it.
Off started, it started in England, and then somebody over here saw it and went, I'm going to do that and add, you know, add sets falling down and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy.
And that was funny as heck. And
oh,
I
yeah.
enjoyed
this
it.
One is, too. This has a lot of what they call LOTSY, which is bits.
Okay, LOTSY.
You know, yeah, LOTSY.
Oh, like, I like that
you know,
word.
Like,
term.
Like when you see somebody spew liquids out of their mouth and a fun, like they get shocked and it,
right.
that's a spew LOTSY.
Okay, spew.
Or if you fall, it's a prat LOTSY
right.
when you're falling.
Okay.
Yeah. And Ken Hill is the king of LOTSY.
Well, that's a term
yep.
that's new for me.
Yeah.
Even though I've done theater before, I've heard of a prat, you know,
yeah.
and a shtick and a shtick and a bit.
Yeah, shtick is another form
yeah.
of LOTSY.
LOTSY,
yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Does it come from the same Yiddish?
It comes from Commedia dell'arte, which is the Italian comedy, physical comedy.
Okay.
And Ken studied it in college and used to do it, perform it. So, and he's a merry prankster, so he's always doing something to make you laugh.
Well, yeah. you guys have done just a stellar job, and we recently, last Saturday, I believe, I went with a girlfriend and went to go see a Carvin Jones, who was doing a fundraiser. When we come back, let's talk about the Arts and Cultural District and how that came about with it, bringing in this guy who's like world class.
Yeah.
And the show, I feel guilty when I'm standing up the entire time dancing because I don't know if I'm blocking the guy behind
yeah.
me.
They were standing up too.
Okay, good. Because I couldn't see behind me, and I wasn't paying attention to anybody around me. I was lost in really a fun, entertaining, and a really great musician.
Oh gosh,
that just brought the joy out. Yeah. He just brought joy to the room.
Yeah, he studied with Stevie Ray Vaughan and B.B. King. I mean, the dude is—he's got cred.
Uh-huh.
He's got blues cred, and
And the backup band.
Yeah,
the bass player. Who is the bass player?
The local guys.
I know Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland's guys.
I gotta ask Cleveland, who is the bass player?
Oh, I have his name.
He just slapped it to the ground. He was so good.
They were wonderful.
And of course, you can't have a great bass player without a good drummer because they bring out the best in each other.
Yeah.
And I gotta ask Cleveland. We're gonna do that.
Yeah,
okay.
And then we had the Walkabout Blues group, which was also local.
And they're local.
Yeah, and I had somebody
the other day, I went to an event and this lady, there said, that band that was local, she said, I couldn't remember their name. She said, but I really wanted to go see them the next night at Fall River.
Yeah.
So they're called the Walkabout Blues Band.
Yes.
Okay. And they're all local guys.
Great guys, And that, like, 15-year-old kid.
Was he 15? I didn't,
the blues guitarist. He was just drooling every time Carvin. He was just, and he walked up to Carvin afterwards. He's like, can I have your autograph? I mean, he was so enthralled with Carvin. And Carvin was passing it down, you know, paying it forward.
I love
passing it down. It
That's
so
the
cute.
Kind of man he is. He's total pro and made everybody feel like, you know, you better stick around. I want you to dance. You better, you know, he made everybody feel like, you know, I'm going to hang out because this, you know, he was playing for me.
He was.
Yeah.
And that's how he is. He's just funny. And he calls me honey.
Yeah.
Nancy honey. He's from the South. I don't know which state, but he's got that Southern drawl. It's so funny.
Nancy Hill is my guest tonight. We're going to be talking more about Axiom Repertory Theater, some of the upcoming events. You've got some fun things. Let's go out with the one that's happening in October and for our break. And coming back, we're going to talk about the Arts Council and First Friday. This is Linda Bott with North State Now. And David, take it away.
Oh my gosh. Barry Boswick and Susan Sarandon cut their teeth on that movie. Can you believe it? And Tim Curry.
So what's this one again?
Oh, this is the very end of Act 2. I don't know if it has. I think it's just the transitional song that they all sing at the very end.
Speaking of transitions.
Yeah.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
A Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to KCNR, and Nancy Hill is my guest tonight. This is Linda Bott. I always do the first Thursday of the month. Now, sometimes when there's five Thursdays, it just jumped and bit me on the hiney last week. And so I just said, David, just play, believe it or not, even play a rerun, because my shows are usually pretty like what's playing now.
Right, current,
or
yeah.
Astrology, what's going on now, or what's the newest item on the menu, or it's like new release stuff. So. Right. I couldn't really play anything that I had. I didn't have a best of that was timely, so we played a Carl Bott show with Ted Leidy. So man up. So that played
there
last week.
Go.
But here on the first Thursday of the month, there's nothing more that warms my heart to have people that I admire and love and respect on the show, and that's Nancy Hill.
Back at you, my
yeah.
sweet.
And so also why we're on talking about Axiom and some of your upcoming shows. I love the fact that Tanya and Shay, who owned Moonstone, and we're all like sad that we understand that everything has a season.
Yes.
And things change.
Yes.
And all you can do is, you know, be, love the memories, the fondness of the place, the creativity of that, and then wish them well. So seeing them, and I know they've been very involved with Axiom.
Absolutely.
They're thespians, musicians, artists. He always writes the best, you know, stuff on Facebook.
He needs to write a book.
He's so funny.
He is so funny.
And then to see them for the two concerts I've been to, and then hear that Tanya is going to be doing some, like, fluffing and changing in the bar area and take her expertise.
Yeah,
I love that.
She's working with us in the bar. Che's our CFO.
Oh, well, like that.
Yes, because that guy knows how to make a dollar into five.
That's great.
Just helping us financially, and they're both in shows. He's producing Rocky with Ken, and she's doing AD, which is assistant directing, and then they're both in it, and...
How fun.
I know.
They can
it
go
is.
Home at the end of the day. I know this from Carl and you know this from Ken. When you're married to your creative partner.
Yep.
You know, you can't help. Your pillow talk really is very much staging.
Yeah. What are we doing next?
No, it is. I mean, it's part of your, I don't know, it's, you're tuned into a thing that you're doing together.
Absolutely.
And so you see that Tanya and Shay are tuned into really in this body of work with Axiom. So you've got Noises Off, and then you've got Rocky Horror, where we're playing some of those things. But let's just do a couple of the things. As You Like It's happening.
Yes.
That's the Shakespeare.
John Tritt's directing that show.
Oh, John. Okay.
Yes, he's our Shakespeare aficionado.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's very clever.
Well, we got to have him on and talk about the first part of November.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. Let's have him talk. I would love to. Yeah. I like John. John calms me.
He
would be somebody I'd love to be in a show he directed.
He's very positive and easy. Mm-hmm. And I've known John since high school.
And he would bring out the best in any actor.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's been a great friend.
Do we have a snippet from Charlie Brown Christmas? Okay.
I'm directing that little.
Oh, you are? Let's hear about that.
So we're
November 29th through December 1st. That's a short run.
Yeah, it is. We're doing it strictly for kids. It's part of our Theater for Children.
Okay.
Lizzie Stockson has inspired us to do that.
Love
right?
her.
Yeah. So, we open Black Friday. Kids come in, you know, we have four shows. I'm going to get the times wrong. I want to say it's 1, 3, 5, and 7. It's a half hour show. It's just like the cartoon.
Oh.
$5 a piece.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. And we do that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, we're doing it in front of the Christmas Carol, set. And we'll have our own little vibe going.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, a bunch of 20-somethings are in the show. It's just going to be 20, 30-somethings, and it's just fun. They're gonna perform for these little kids.
I love it. We have a snippet from that show right now coming up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's going to have the little crooked, you know, the little tree that kind of... falls over. And just excited about the show.
I love the fact that it's for kids.
Yeah.
And that you're doing several a day.
Yeah, grandma and grandpa can bring
half a half hour. Everybody, you know, you're going to hold their attention for sure.
Absolutely.
And get a taste of being in the theater.
Right. We may even have a little, you know, special guest afterwards that kids can sit on lap.
Oh, I love that.
A little Santa, maybe.
Okay, so a Christmas Carol coming up December 6th through the 22nd. Now, I would love to attend this.
Okay. I'll make sure you
get to
I'm going
to want to do a lot of Christmas spirit stuff this year for me.
It's a beautiful show. We did it last year, and everybody was so enamored with, you know, the spectacle of it, and it's a great show. Paul Chilson is our Scrooge, and he does an amazing job. And it's a fun show. I mean, there's a whole thing, Bob Marley scene where he comes out as a ghost. They do this thing called Link by Link, and it's such a great number. Oh, my gosh. It's like you get to see a little haunted thing going on at Christmas, which is just a kick to watch, and just a very family oriented show as well. So our Christmas shows are family driven, and excited about those.
Oh, that's great. Now, didn't you do one year White Christmas?
I did. That was our first Christmas show. Yeah. I directed that. I end up doing all the Christmas shows, although Ken stepped up with me to do Christmas Carol.
That must have been hard.
Oh, it was a hard show, but man, I had some incredible talent in that show, and it turned out beautifully. And then we did Christmas Story the next year, and then this will be 2 years running of Christmas Carol, and then we'll switch to a new Christmas show next year, which we're excited about.
There's something comforting, though, about doing a show that you bring it back by popular demand.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I back by popular demand. Don't we like the way that sounds?
I know,
It rings in the air.
I know. Well, that's why we do Rocky.
Sold out performance backed by popular demand. Yeah.
Why we do Rocky every year. It's become an enigma. You know?
Oh, you can't. Everybody can't. They can't miss it, you guys.
Yeah. And it's October, you know, it's perfect. You get
I took
to dress
Carl
up.
Last year, and he was on his feet the whole time, too, and we love it.
Oh, my gosh. I thought, okay, my buddy Carl, I was thinking, oh, he's going to hate me after the show.
No.
Oh, my God, he loved it.
Oh,
I was so happy.
Trust me. I mean, people have this impression that they have no idea how kooky, and he loves offbeat, and...
He's
so if it's good, he loves it. So,
I know.
Wonder of the World coming up January 10th. What's this?
Daniel Hill is directing this. His first directorial debut.
Okay.
It is a quirky comedy. It played on Broadway and took a Tony. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh.
Can't say her name very easily. Won a Tony for that show.
Oh, good for her. I didn't know it. Good for her.
Yeah, it's about a quirky marriage and, I don't want to tell the story, you know, like the cat out of the bag, but it's just how sometimes you marry somebody and they end up kind of quirky, you know, but it's just very funny. So he's doing that show. And then Sam Bautista and I are going to co-direct, Once Upon a Mattress, Princess and the Pea, Carol Burnett, that, you know, she started as the princess and then she was the queen in the remake in the early aughts and, such a funny show. And then, we're doing, A Study in Scarlet, which is another, Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, yeah. They've got the pipe up there and I was thinking,
And that show, it's kind of a parody. And we're having, we've hired Rick Robinson from the Oregon Cabaret. which is a professional. They're our mentor.
Love Oregon
theater.
Cabaret. Yeah, we were just talking about it with my friend the other day.
He's the managing partner for that show, for that company. His wife Val and I are really good friends. They helped us start Axiom. They told us how to do it. And so he's coming down to direct.
He's
written this play. They're doing it at the cabaret in November, and then he's coming to do it in March for Axiom. We're very excited about that.
This is
to have
great.
A professional director to come in. And
absolutely, and what a great place! And of course, the cabaret theater in Oregon is a beautiful space as well.
Yeah,
I went with my girlfriend. It was wonderful. So yeah, you guys have captured the same kind of feel. Good for that. Well, we do have to take a break.
Okay.
More on Axiom. Then we're going to move into the Reading Cultural District, what's happening with the Reading Arts Council downtown across the street from the station.
Yay.
And First Friday, what are we in for? What are we looking to do tomorrow night? And what's happening? 6:30 tonight, this is Linda Bott, and stay tuned after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Stick with us after these messages.
Is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. Curtain time and away we go.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready, sing it. Sing it, Linda. There you go, Dave. Dave's going to be in a show now. He just auditioned. I got your number.
Speaking of auditions, I want to hear, because Victoria Victoria Graham, who is my good friend. I haven't seen her in a long time. She's moved, but she's very involved with the inception of Axiom, mm-hmm. and used to go to be on these auditions, and I've never been brave enough to do that. But you have, I don't know if you still do that. People, I don't know if the general public knows about you have like one audition.
We do.
And then you really don't get to pick the producers and the directors that are going to be doing plays, pick you.
Well, it sort of works that way. We actually have two auditions.
Okay.
We have our summer auditions, which hit in February so that we do our summer rep shows. We do two or three shows in summer period. And then we have what we call our general auditions, which happen in June, and that fills the season. And we do say to our auditioners, tell us what your time frame is.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do a show, we want to know what show that might be within the lineup of our season. And, you know, check and make sure you're available on those dates because people, you know, these are amateurs. They're not professional thespians. They're out there having their 9-to-5 jobs and their families and whatever
and that's
they
hard.
Do.
That's,
it is. It's, you know, when it's you're harder than a professional.
Yeah, when you're getting up and you have to work in a store or a bank or you
got
to have your brain on, but you're like trying to remember lines and blocking.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, or lyrics and dance steps or whatever. You know, we want to make sure that those who participate have the opportunity and the time to participate. We don't want to get them into a corner when they're coming back out and going, oh, my gosh, you know.
So usually when you have a show production, like say, let's say hypothetically Once Upon a Time, a Mattress, what is the rehearsal time before the show opens?
For musicals, we usually set an 8-week period.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it gives us a while to really prepare. And we rehearse Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9. We don't do weekends, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because, like I said, people have lives. They need to do their things. And we've been able to accomplish it in that period. Plays are a little bit different because you don't have lyrics and music to learn or dance choreography. So they usually have a 6-week run, a production run. And a play like Noises Off, it's a very incredible play. There's a lot of business going on. And I think that had we thought about it more, maybe it should have been a 7-week production run. But they've got it dialed in right now, and they're ready to go. They open tomorrow. They're so excited. So it just depends on the play, too. We always look at the play and the musical and think, okay, are we going to be able to do this in 6 to 8 weeks? We did last year we did Baskerville because we hired somebody that was recommended from the cabaret, Emma Thompson. Sorry. Give me a second. I lost it. Richardson. There we go.
Okay.
Emma Richardson, who is from Reading, but she just got her degree up at Southern Oregon University in theater. And the cabaret recommended her, so she only had a 4-week production run for Baskerville, which is the Sherlock Holmes we did last year. So when we bring professionals in, which we're going to do with the Study in Scarlet, we're bringing Rick Robinson down from the cabaret to direct. They're only going to have about a 5-week production run. So it's push come to shove at
when
that
you talk
point.
About a 5-week production run, that means you get how many? Is it 2 weeks of show and then 3 weeks of rehearsal?
No, it's 5 weeks of rehearsal from beginning to opening night.
Okay.
And then we do 3 to 4 week runs.
Okay, so five. I was thinking when you said production run, I was trying to think that that was a 5-week block just for this show.
That's the process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when we did the show we did at Cascade last year and under James Santos, and all what I loved about that is that first of all got my feet wet back into having to memorize things, and I love harmonizing. So and Lizzie Stockson was just the best director. First of all, I was so intimidated because you know I was flipping from soprano, mostly alto, second alto, and in these Mamma Mia parts, and she was lovely, and I wanted to get every kind of piece of every kind of rehearsal I could get in.
Yep.
And we didn't have very much time. And so that's why some people were reading off a book, because I think really you had to commit before the show 1 week. So I didn't come to work for a week. I said, Carl, I'm sorry, my head's full. That's all I can do.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. So that was really, it was such a great experience. And so I think about that. Like, how do you, because you become part, the character, you become the it's all engrossing.
It really is that when you see a show. And I could write a book about the whole process, literally, because I've taught every age level from age 5 to 85 in terms of doing theater. And so it's so fun to watch the process and watch, we call the show turning, which means it finally clicks.
Yeah.
All the timing, the pacing, the lines, the acting, I mean, everything just turns and you
chemistry.
Watch it. Well, it's just everything. It's like the set's now in and the props and the costume, you know, and it's usually happening that week or 10 days prior to. And sometimes it takes almost until maybe 3 days before the show opens, before the turn happens, or maybe it's 2 or 3 weeks. I did Avenue Q last spring and those guys turned about 12 days before, you know. It was just so fun. And then the quicker it turns, the more they get to play.
Yeah.
Oh. Right? If it takes them longer to learn lines or lyrics or steps or whatever, you know, we're just holding our breath to hope that they understand what that turn feels like so that they can relax. And the minute you see a cast relax because they've got it,
right,
it's just phenomenal.
Magic.
It is.
Oh.
It's magic. It's that theater magic.
I've never heard that expression either, when the show turns.
Well, it's sort of our own lingo. I don't know that it's anything in a textbook,
but it makes sense.
But you can just feel it.
Yeah.
You can just feel it turning into that. I mean, I watched the Olympics for 2 weeks, and you could watch, you know, when they're in their preliminary, not auditions, but their competition, you can see it. But when it comes down to the wire and that medal's on, you watch them just shift.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just so fun to watch that.
I love watching that too.
Because
it's the greatest of the greats right there. Now, you've also got a couple, before we take a break, Dial M for Murder is coming up April.
And Emma's directing that. She's coming back, and she moved back to Reading because she loves it here so much. So she's doing Dial M. She's part of the company. She's actually in Noises Off. She's in the Shakespeare show. She's Snoopy in the Charlie Brown show, and she's directing. She's having a blast. She's doing theater all the time.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and then we're doing Emery Lacamie's directing La Cage aux Folles, which is The Birdcage.
Right.
You've seen the movie with Robin Williams. It's music has been added to it.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I really thought for a minute? For all this time, thank you for bringing that up. I was thinking Folies Bergère.
That's okay. People go, is that the Birdcage one?
Yeah, the bird. I love. Yeah,
that's the bird.
That was great. So Lacage. Oh, wow, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah. Nathan Lane was in that, and Robin Williams.
Of course.
Remember that? Those two were hilarious.
Oh my God, Nathan Lane.
He's so funny.
Was brilliant.
I know.
And I remember seeing this show in Nashville.
Oh, really?
I watched the movie in Nashville.
Oh,
so
my God.
I was there between 95 and 2000. So somewhere in there. And I went by myself. And I remember this, obviously, a couple. It could be a husband and wife or whatever. And he was just, you know, this before you watched and you knew anything about it.
Right.
And he was twisting and turning with that whole Robin scene with Robin Williams' son who was there.
Yes.
And you thought, oh, my God, are we going to have one of these? And you could tell he was just, you know, I was laughing because I had no idea. But and then he stayed through it and laughed and laughed and laughed. And I love the fact that it pushed you. It pushed you to a point that was a little uncomfortable and then broke through. So, but that story was just tender and beautiful and well acted. And I can't wait for you guys to, Lacage. Okay.
Yeah. We're excited.
Okay. So now we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what's happening across the street and the Reading Cultural District. Yes, we want to hear all about it. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Welcome back to the last part of our show tonight. I've got Nancy Hill, and we've just really been enjoying so much talking about theater, and hopefully you have enjoyed it as well. And I'm just going to do another shout-out because I'm going out with some girlfriends in September, and I just encourage those of you who are listening, if you've not rented a houseboat and gone out on all levels at Holiday Harbor, they have a boat you can take out, a jet ski. You can take a kayak out, but if you want to do a houseboat for a couple days or 2 or 3 days, the water is 78 degrees. Kevin sent me pictures today. The lake is full. It's beautiful. The prices are the best right now. What's great is the kids are back in school. You have a lot of lake. You know, you just got to find those coves. Now you've got coves. So I love that. And, of course, the stars are beautiful at night, so give them a call at 530-238-2383 or go to LakeShasta.com, which you're doing right now because you said my husband wants to go fishing. You guys go fishing and enjoy.
I can rent a – okay, it's cheaper than buying a boat. I'm just saying. Yeah. Go rent a boat from this place.
Holiday Harbor.
Holiday Harbor. Yeah. I'm going to rent a boat there.
Yeah, Holiday Harbor, and I can't say enough about it right now. Okay, Shasta County – okay, before we go on, I wanted to ask regarding Axiom, what is a star pass?
So it's our flex pass, which means you can use it at any time for the plays or the musicals. We don't have a concert pass up yet because we're just setting our concert season. But if you want to spend $30 on a ticket, this is the way to do it. If you buy two tickets, the two ticket star pass, it's $30 a ticket. If you buy four tickets with the star pass, it's $30 a ticket, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Our tickets right now, our general reserved is $37.50. That's all fees included, and okay. You'll save $7.50 a ticket, which
right.
is really a nice little price. And if you can get a reserved seat for, you know, down front and or up in the balcony, we do have a tiered ticketing system now. Balcony tickets are $27.50. Moving down into the middle of the Sugar Bowl, it's like $32.50 and then $37.50.
Those are
the
great
front
seats.
Three rows.
Those
yeah.
are great seats because you have their little cocktail tables and
yeah.
you could sit there and cross your legs
yeah.
and enjoy it. Lean on a table, have a cocktail. I love that whole cabaret feeling.
It's fun.
I really love the setup yeah. of your theater.
That's
okay.
Ken Hill. He
so
did that
star,
design.
Star Pass. So
Star Pass. Yeah, get a Star Pass. You can get them online.
Great Christmas present.
Yep, axriptheater.com.
Right.
And you buy 2, 4, 8, or 16 Star Passes, and it gets you a really decent, about 20% discount.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the Shasta County Arts Council and the Reading Cultural District.
Oh, wait. I got to put on my other hat.
Okay. Boom.
There it goes.
Do the turn,
on.
Baby. Do
got,
the turn.
I got the turn. Anyway, yeah. So we have a first Friday. We have
coming up. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Hello.
Brush yes. Strokes. Our gallery is Latino Brush Strokes.
Oh.
And it runs for the month of September. And Gladys, our artist, brought her two friends who are also artists in. And they're so adorable. And they'll be there tomorrow night. We're
okay.
opening from 5 to, I think it's 5 to 8. And they'll have a little nosh or a little champagne or whatever for the opening. And her work and her friend's work, just beautiful. Agata, our curator, was in there tonight finishing it up. And it's a beautiful gallery. And we're excited to have them there. Sharon Brusilera is going to do the spoken word upstairs. We have started coalitions at the Arts Council. So we have a theater coalition, which is all the theaters in the community that get together once a month and meet and work things out and share props and costumes and advertising and such. And that's just been a huge success. We're there to support each other, not mm-hmm. to tear each other
yeah,
down.
Yeah, that's the best way to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and then Tyler Ferry started our media coalition. He's part of our board of directors, and so he started the media coalition. It's been almost 2 years on that, and they meet once a month and love it. And we just started a dance coalition with Izana Young. She's our facilitator for that. She's going to start doing some dance classes up there on the weekends and facilitating getting all the dance studios together. And they're meeting on the 21st or 22nd for their first meeting with her. And we're working on a visual arts and a music coalition. Music people, there's so many different genres, as you know. So trying to herd all those genres together like cats is, you know, tough because you have jazz musicians and classical musicians and rock musicians. And so that's just it's a lifelong project. But that's going really well. We're starting work on our educational arm of the Arts Council, which is getting all the arts teachers together and help support them in any way we can. I went up last week to Fall River and met their teachers up there and talked about the new Prop 28 initiative that we passed, which is funding K-12 arts education in the state. Which is amazing.
Well, fantastic. Share some information about that.
Well, all of us voted on this in 2022. It passed overwhelmingly. And what they're doing now is taking that Prop 98, which is the lottery money, which has been around for, 25,
right.
30 years. They're taking 1% of that and now committing it completely to the arts.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And so up to $1 billion goes into our K-12 system now just for the arts. And so we're seeing programs that have been shuttered for 20 to 30 years now reopening again.
Oh, that just makes my heart sing.
Oh, it's just wonderful. And as an educator,
yes.
Oh, it just makes me happy. So I'm working with the county Office of Ed with their new gal, and we're just collecting all the teachers helping them figure out how to use that money in a great way for their schools. So you know me, I got a little fingers in all the
right.
all the happy.
Right, because you've got a school play. Mm-hmm. You've got band.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Choir.
Band went away.
Dance.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, as a 35-year educator, I scrapped for every dime I could find to help us keep our programs alive down in South County, you know, with the help of the parents and the kids and all of the staff and administrators. You know, trying to find money for the arts has always been a struggle. And so now it's not as much of a struggle, which is amazing.
Are you doing concerts up at the Old City Hall?
We are. Our last concert was, we had Adam, oh, I'm going to forget his last name, the jazz trio that from New York City that came in.
Okay.
And it was well attended, and Dave Short had a jazz
concert
there, and we're bringing in some really interesting things in October, which I'll share with you when we get closer to it.
Please do.
That are going to be really fun.
I'm encouraging Nancy to be here every first Thursday.
Yay.
And, you know, whether it's a 15-minute or a half-hour segment, what's happening, because it's really important. Now, tomorrow, again, you've got like a brand new for Friday, which is great because we have people sip wine. Restaurants are open with specialties. Dave's Cascade Curations is open till 8 o'clock. And there's all these places that are open where you can go in, see what's going on. Maybe you've not been in before, have a little bite to eat and see something, but you can move. You can keep moving through the Friday and the downtown scene.
And that's, so I don't know, I know you know this, but I'm not sure everybody knows this, that the Reading Cultural District is one of 14 districts in the state. There are only 14 communities that have that honorary designation that the state deemed us to be able to have.
That was a big deal that happened.
Oh, huge.
Under Rachel, right?
Deborah Lucero and John Truitt.
Excellent.
So we just were funded for the next 5 years, and John Truitt's our coordinator.
Okay.
And we do the five partners, Arts Council, Viva Downtown, the McConnell Foundation, the City of Reading, the Turtle Bay, and Shasta Historic Society. And so we meet once a month. John pulls us all together, and we work on initiatives for our cultural district. And so we're really ramping up our downtown activities, including our First Fridays. Rachel, our PR girl over at the Arts Council, she's created a First Friday flyer that goes out on all our social media and on our websites that talk about all the businesses that are open for First Fridays.
Okay, so where would we find that?
If you go to your Facebook page and you put in Reading Cultural District.
Okay.
I think she has it up right now. She just put it up today.
Okay, we're looking.
District. Where are you?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, she has all of the businesses that are participating. There it is.
And parking's free after 6 o'clock.
Yes, parking's free.
One of the complaints about downtown is, the parking, but it's free after 6.
It's free.
Come down first Fridays.
So New Clairvaux's participating, Maxwell's Eatery, the Post Office, Odell's Barbecue, Skip, the Arts Council, Cascade Theater, Art Hunger, and the IOF. Final Draft Brewery and Fratelli's, and I just heard from Mimi that they're going to be participating with Mosley Wines, and I know the businesses will all be open, and then Rachel Newman, our events media marketing gal, she and Gabriel Liet from the Historical Society are putting together a fall festival on the first Friday for October.
Mm.
We're going to have a band at the park. We're going to have trick-or-treating for kids.
Mm.
We're going to hopefully have some wonderful face painting, and I guess we're going to do some pumpkins and stuff like that, just to get us rolling for October.
And let's not forget Reading Roots Revival.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the end of the...
Wait a minute. Red and
I can't even...
And
we've got to get
Danelle.
Them... Yeah, I did a
Danelle,
whole show
sorry.
Around them before.
And
so we got to get them on the morning show.
Yeah, Janelle and Donnie, those two.
They are fantastic. And Donnie was so... He's just so lovely.
And you know Janelle, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I just love
them. They're so
amazing. It was a great honor to be... You know, a sponsor of that last year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
definitely.
And it's coming.
Yep.
It's like
we better put it on our calendar.
20th, right?
Yeah.
It's coming. I mean, it's coming like a gangbusters. So yeah, we're excited about that. And we're not, Axiom's not going to be open for that one or two nights, just so we can,
right,
you know, make sure that the Roots Revival gets the focus
right
they need.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So, well, Mark, we'll be talking about that. All right. Well, thanks for being with us. We're going to have to,
absolutely,
you know, and also want to do a shout out to Shasta Meadows Wellness, with IV therapy and Dr. Taggart, great place to go if you're like when we're trying to figure out what we can do to keep going and feeling better. IV therapy is a great thing. I know I do vitamin infusions when I can. And so Shasta Meadows Wellness, they've got great nurses there and they do incredible work. So I wanted to do a shout out for them too. It's like, I really am all about trying to pump up the local scene.
Ooh, ooh.
And yep. And so thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, baby.
Okay. Love-